Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Eternit S.A. conference call for the second quarter 2016 earnings results. With us today is Mr. Rodrigo Luc, Chief Financial and IR Officer. This event is being recorded. All participants are in listen-only mode, and later we will go on to the Q&A session when further instructions will be given for you to participate. Should you require the assistance of an operator during the call, please press star zero. This conference call is being broadcast live on the Eternit site, www.eternit.com.br/ir, where the slide presentation and the earnings release are also available. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act. They are based on the management expectations regarding the future of the company. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Rodrigo Luc, Chief Financial and IR Officer. You may proceed, Mr. Luc.
Thank you. A good morning to all of you. It is a pleasure to be able to speak to you about our results for the second quarter 2016. Once again, thank you for your interest in participating in this discussion with us. To begin with the presentation, we go to slide number three, where we present the main highlights for the second quarter 2016 vis-à-vis the same quarter 2015. The construction materials sector and the company registered a reduction in the case of Abramat, which is data that is disseminated publicly with a retraction of 14.3%, and this retraction is associated to some factors, but the main factors are unemployment, less employment in families, credit restriction, a more expensive credit, especially for families with a lower purchasing power, besides the indebtedness itself from the families. Associated to this, we have a lack of confidence in investments. Because of this, according to Abramat, we had this retraction of 14.3%, and comparatively, by following the same methodology, Eternit had a retraction of 13.3%, taking into account the fact that historically, the second quarter, for those that have followed up on Eternit, if we look at the last 10, 15, or 20 years, you will verify that the second quarter is our period with the lowest demand for the company products. This quarter of 2016 has not been different. We had a utilization of capacity that is below the ideal situation, leading to these results. Despite having negative results, these results are better than those of the sector in general. We also had a reduction in the sales volume in the main segments, as you can see, an impact on the consolidated net revenue that reached 203.7 million. Part of this impact for a lower revenue is due to some one-time expenses that we have had that I will approach later on when we speak about adjusted EBITDA and results. Because of all of this, we had a lower EBITDA, lower cash, and consequently, a net loss during the quarter. Perhaps the great highlight, one of the pillars of the management actions this year is a reduction of consolidated net debt. When we compare this with a static position in the fourth quarter 2015, we can verify a reduction of 12.6% in consolidated net debt. We go on to the presentation and to slide number five. Here we will see the operating performance of our three main businesses. We begin with the chrysotile mineral sales. We had a retraction of 28.7%, also a retraction in the domestic and foreign markets. And the main reasons for this are the following. In the foreign market, the retraction of 28% is due to two issues. We have iron ore availability that comes from China at very low prices, and because of this, some of the tiling manufacturers have become working with galvanized steel roofing tiles with a thickness of 1.3 millimeters, especially in the Southeastern Asian markets, where we only sell chrysotile mineral. Because of this, our sales were somewhat lower. Additionally, to the pressure of competitors and other mining companies that have a surplus of product and that end up acting in markets where they were not present formerly. They have acted very aggressively. The retraction in the foreign market, once again, is due to these two aspects. Now, in the domestic market, besides the factors already mentioned that lead to the poor performance of the construction material sector, we have begun this year with a rather challenging economic situation. And the manufacturers in Brazil of these products and the construction material stores have decided to operate with a minimum inventory to optimize their working capital structure. Due to this, they have acquired less products compared with previous periods. These are the same reasons that will also justify the results obtained during this first half. On slide number six, we see the fiber cement sales. Once again, with a retraction of 3%, and besides having a period with lower demand, as was mentioned previously, we also have an issue which reflects the performance of construction materials in general and the factors such as unemployment and income distribution end up having a direct impact in the retail market. Because of this, in the second quarter 2016, we sold 181,000 tons with a retraction of 3% compared to the second quarter 2015. During the semester, there is also a retraction. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by while we wait for the call to proceed. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. Please hold. Ladies and gentlemen, we request that you please stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by.
You may proceed, Mr. Lu.
Thank you very much. And we would like to apologize, but we had a minor technical problem that has been resolved. According to what they informed me, the connection fell for approximately 1 minute. If you allow me, I will resume with slide six so that you can receive the full information. We are on slide number six, fiber cement sales with a retraction of 3%. The volume sold was 181,000 tons in the second quarter, with an impact on what is happening in the construction material segment, more expensive credit, and a recession, once again, with an impact on the retail market. Besides the fact that construction material stores are operating with a minimum inventory, these are the main impacts on this segment for fiber cement. This is a segment that is geared to the lower income sector, and regardless of the economic moment, with a crisis or without a crisis, those who need roofing for their houses will purchase it. This is different from the concrete tiles in slide number seven, where we show you a comparison between the quarter with a retraction of 9% for the second quarter 2016. These consumers are either building or renovating or building a second home or a beach home. And at moments such as this, they tend to postpone the work. They wait for this crisis to be over and then resume construction. As this is a segment geared to the medium and high segment, this effect tends to be very common. Evidently, this has an impact on our volumes marketed. To continue, I would like to go on to our economic and financial information on slide number nine, consolidated net revenue. In the second quarter 2016, the company had a retraction of 13.8%. This retraction was in the domestic market as well as in the foreign market. In the domestic market, this is linked to the lower sales volumes. We did not have price changes in the domestic market. Nevertheless, we did have a change in our product mix. There was the sale of a mix with a lower added value. And in the foreign market, besides the effects mentioned in volume, we had a reduction in price in dollars of 7%-8% to be able to face the tough competition in the markets where we are present. As a positive point, we had an average appreciation of 14%, partially offsetting the effects that have been mentioned formerly. During the semester, there is also a reduction, once again influenced by the factors mentioned before. On slide number 10, the cost of goods breakdown. When we compare this breakdown with prior periods, we do not see great variations or distortions. However, something that I would like to underscore here is the issue of a retraction in our margin. We have had lower margins when compared with the breakdown in 2015. Besides the commercial aspects and lower sales volumes, we had a lower occupation in the three sectors where we are present. In the second quarter, we operated with a capacity of 60% in our mining company, in fiber cement, a capacity of approximately 75%-80%, and in the concrete tiles, our capacity was around 30%. This very low use of our capacity, and besides, the cost pressures due to inflation have led to a drop in our gross operating margin compared to the second quarter of 2015. On the other hand, through our expectations and because of this scenario, we are making the necessary adjustments so that albeit operating with a very low installed capacity, lower than what is desired, we wish to maintain our competitiveness and recover our margins insofar as is possible. On slide number 11, we see the adjusted EBITDA. In the second quarter 2016, we had an adjusted EBITDA of 10 million, a retraction of 75% vis-à-vis the second quarter of 2015. This retraction, besides the aspects of lower volumes marketed and a lower added value mix, where the final contribution margin ends up having a negative contribution in terms of our results and consequently of our cash. We had a one-off expense in the second quarter with an impact on our adjusted EBITDA margin and our net revenues. This is due to the legal issues where we have had to face some actions that have been filed by Abrea and the labor prosecution in São Paulo. Evidently, all of these suits or actions have a cost, and these costs are accounted for directly in our results. In the second quarter, we had costs referring to these actions, plus the expenses that relate to these actions, representing a considerable amount. Had we not had these expenses that were incurred upon as a one-off expense, our level of results would have been different. Additionally to this, as I mentioned previously, we are attempting to adjust our capacity levels to maintain efficiency. We acted in a very focused way on our administrative expenses, comparing the second quarter of 2016 with the second quarter of 2015. We see a reduction of 20%, besides a reduction of 9.7% in our expenses with sales, and all of this is linked to the lower volume sold. These efforts that are being deployed by the company, efforts that we carry out constantly, are aimed to recovering our margins. Despite this expense, you can see that these actions and these efforts, once again, were somewhat mitigated. In slide number 12, we see the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA versus the results for the period. I have already referred to this in previous slides, speaking about the main effects and impacts for the variations presented. What I would like to highlight are the results of equity pickup in the second quarter. In 2016, we had 5.9 compared to 5.9, and our accrued levels are at the same levels. This means that, as I have already mentioned in previous calls, this result corresponds to our stake in an enterprise that is located in Ceará, a joint venture. Month after month, we're enhancing our productivity levels. Month after month, we are able to increase our production levels, despite the fact that we are faced with an adverse scenario when it comes to volumes. Even in a challenging scenario in terms of our market situation, we have been able to balance out the situation of production, and we are presently improving our marketing, especially in the northeastern region, once again, taking advantage of the fiscal incentives that exist there. The net result in 2016 was greater when compared to 2015, once again, as a result of the exchange variation, and thanks to our volumes recovered in the foreign market. We have lower results in our financial applications, once again, due to our cash levels. Once again, this is very natural because of the reduction of our gross debt. Based on the adjusted EBITDA, we are able to come to a good final result by, once again, subtracting these items. In the second quarter, we have a loss of 9 million for the second quarter, and during the first half of the year, because of the result of the second quarter, a reversion of the income obtained in the first quarter. But due to these expenses that I mentioned shortly, associated to a very low use of our capacity, if we had eliminated these timely expenses, our results for the semester would not be negative, it would be positive. In slide number 15, we speak about CapEx. Our CapEx for the second quarter was 4 million. This is a CapEx that has limited itself to maintenance. Our policy is to maintain our industrial park updated, and we're doing whatever is strictly necessary when it comes to maintenance. In slide number 14, we speak about our debt. We have a short-term gross debt of 80 million, plus a long-term gross debt of 65 million. When we compare this with our position in December of 2015, we can see a reduction of 12.6, which is mentioned in the highlights. This is what we are doing this year. We are reducing our indebtedness. Now, the origin of this debt, 61% in local currency and 39% in foreign currency. Our amortization flow, we have a large part foreseen for 2016. Of the 70.6 million, 60 million are linked to accounts receivable from the mining company, as our terms are from 90 to 120 days. It is therefore necessary to seek resources to finance our working capital. This resource is directly linked to our accounts receivable in foreign currency. The company, therefore, needs to generate cash for its commitments in 2016, and this is different from the 71%, 20 million. Now, the other 50 million are guaranteed through accounts receivable from exports. From 2017 onwards, we have a medium and long-term debt with a relatively interesting financial cost. The capital expenditures on slide number 17. The composition of our shareholding structure remains unaltered since July 2016 compared to previous quarters. We have a strong concentration of individual investors representing almost with a free float of 74%. To the right, you see the main investors with their respective stakes. And simply for your knowledge, we have included the name of our board of directors, board of auditors, and others, our remuneration policy on slide number 18. We show you the background of the last three exercises. And because of the results obtained until the first semester of 2015, we do not have any earnings distribution. In 2015, we had a result of 29 million. We paid out 43 million. And in 2014, it was 85 million with a payout of 72 million. On the following slide, you have our contact information. Once again, for those of you who would like to contact us, if you have any doubt, if you require any clarification, this is our IR team, and we are, of course, at your entire disposal to offer clarifications or further information. This is what we have prepared in terms of our presentation, and we are now available for the question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now go on to the question and answer session. Should you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to remove your question from the queue, press star two. Should you have a question, please press star one. Our first question comes from the webcast from Mr. José Augusto Oliveira Ferreira, an individual person. There are two questions. Which is the forecast for the coming months to improve the results? Thank you for your participation, and thank you for the question. As a policy, we do not offer guidance or outlooks. Nevertheless, I can remark at this point that we are acting strongly to reduce our operating costs and expenses. We hear from the market as a whole that there has been an improvement in the macroeconomic situation and some measures to stimulate the acquisition of construction material have been set in place. We also observe that the federal housing program has been resumed. It is our understanding that all of these factors will create the necessary motivation so that gradually we can go back to better using our capacity. Furthermore, we had a period with a very limited demand. Historically, this is something that has happened in previous years. And the second semester historically tends to be a period with greater demand if these conditions are maintained according to previous exercises. Along with the efforts deployed by the company, what we expect is that we will be able to obtain better results. The second question of Mr. Jose Augusto is the following. The shares are dropping in the market. As I am buying, what is it that we can expect from the company to be able to recover equity? Jose Augusto, the capital market, depending on the securities, and specifically in our case, where we have shares with very low liquidity at a point in time where we have fluctuations and some movements, ends up having either a positive or negative impact. It's an issue of perception of risk and opportunity. As you have asked me about the outlook to recover our equity, the answer that I gave to your first question could have a direct impact on the price of shares, but I would like to reiterate that it's an issue of risk and opportunity, and it depends on the investor's appetite. And of course, this can cause fluctuations upwards or downwards. At present, we have had a drop in our share. 2 or 3 days ago, there was an increase in our shares. Once again, it is that risk opportunity ratio that we have to work with. Our next question also comes from the webcast from Mr. José Roberto from Bank of Brazil. There are three questions. First, when will the company launch the synthetic fiber tiles in large scale, especially where the fiber cement tiles are forbidden? José Roberto, thank you for your participation and for sending in the questions. Regarding your first question, if you allow me, I would like to offer a clarification. The fiber cement tiles, well, this is the technical name that we use. Fiber cement tiles are allowed throughout the domestic territory. What differs is the main raw material that is part of these fiber cement tiles. We have the fiber cement tiles with a chrysotile mineral and fiber cement tiles with a synthetic fiber. I would like to thank you for your question, because I have been able to make this clarification. Now, wherever there is demand for fiber cement products, whether chrysotile fiber or synthetic fiber, the company will be able to supply this demand. We still restrict the use of fiber cement with chrysotile in some regions. And in that case, we offer the synthetic fiber in accordance to the demand of our consumers. The next question of Mr. José Roberto is how to make the high salaries of the executives compatible with the losses found in the company. Once again, I'm not going to refer to the remuneration of the executives. Etnit and other companies follow the market averages. In terms of our losses, I mentioned in the presentation that considering the price retraction in dollars of the mineral in the foreign market and timely expenses, expenses. This has reduced our results for the second quarter, and because of this, we had a loss. Had we not had these expenses with actions in the second quarter, our results would have been better. The next question of José Roberto is, what happened in the stock market for the expressive negotiations of Eternit shares without the company clarifying the reason for this? José Roberto, in fact, in the last few days, we have had a typical movement in terms of volumes, leading to an atypical appreciation of our shares. On August 8th, we sent the necessary clarifications to the market. We, through our mailing list, sent these clarifications, once again explaining the request that had been sent to us by BMF Bovespa. This is something that happens when there is this type of movement or fluctuation. The regulator agency for the capital market tends to carry out this questioning. Once again, our clarification was offered on August 8th based on the knowledge we had at that time. These clarifications are available on our website, and subsequently, we will send this clarification to all the participants of this conference call. You have registered your emails upon accessing this conference call, and therefore, we will send you the clarifications that respond to this question. We have no knowledge of any type of fact that will differ from this. Our next question is also from the webcast, from Mr. Gustavo Silva, an individual person. I would like you to remark on the negative results of the CSC joint venture, if you could. Thank you for your participation, Gustavo, and thank you for sending in the question. When you start up with a greenfield business, it is very natural that in the initial years of operation, you will not reach positive results. At the beginning, we had a delay of 1 year or a year and a half due to technical problems, especially in the main operating furnace. These problems have been overcome, as I have mentioned, and the results that we showed you, besides the adjusted EBITDA reconciliation, shows that we have a balance or at least a situation of maintenance, even though the results have been negative. If at present we were in a situation where we could have more appropriate marketing levels to occupy the site, the results would have been different. Once again, by putting aside this delay, the results are proceeding according to our plan when we approved this project. We're working with a great deal of focus on all fronts to be able to reduce the volumes and operating costs. As there is a certain idle capacity, we're analyzing some operations for exports to be able to increase the installed capacity of the site. The greater the installed capacity, the more we will dilute our fixed costs, and this will enable us to improve our gross operating results. Our next question is from Gabriel Agustin Filho, IMW. The Manaus Research Center, has this presented any results so far? Gabriel, thank you for your participation and for sending in your question. Manaus does present a minimum result because of the low occupation. This is a project that is aligned with our plans, but given the low occupation, it has presented results that are very similar to the point of balance in the second quarter of 2016. And we have debt in foreign currency, and as we have had a retraction in the dollar when compared to December 31st, 2015, there is a strong devaluation in the exchange rate, and this has led to the fact that our debt is lower, and consequently, we have to acknowledge these differences in our results. We would like to remind you that if you wish to pose a question, please press star one. Our next question also comes from the webcast from Mr. Thiago Barbosa Costa. Good morning. I'm following up on the results of the equity pickup here from Ceará, and the result shows very little improvement quarter after quarter, which is the difficulty to make this company operate more positively. Have you thought of hiring a consultancy to help? Thank you for the question, Thiago, and thank you for your participation. Well, I think that your question can be responded by what I said in the previous question. The improvement quarter after quarter has been limited, but if you compare this with previous periods, you can see and you can verify significant advance to allow the plant to operate with positive results. We need to occupy the site with an appropriate mix. In terms of the site occupation, we are developing channels alongside with our export partner because this will increase volumes and will enable us to progressively enhance productivity. This will also improve the results in general. And an appropriate mix. Well, we already have an appropriate mix for the lower, middle, and higher income sectors of the city, but the volumes at present are not there. And when the volumes come, the preference is for the lower added value products in bathroom chinaware and others. Besides this, we have efforts to reduce costs and to improve our activity, and all of this should bring more positive results in this joint venture. Our next questions come from José Augusto de Oliveira Ferreira. He has three questions. How to increase the liquidity of the shares? José Augusto, thank you for your participation and for the question. As I mentioned previously, the liquidity is related to the risk-opportunity ratio insofar as investors' foresee positions such as this one, we have an increase in the sale of shares. We do have an active program for investor relations, and the goal is to lead to an increase in the liquidity of our shares. Another alternative would be to hire a market maker, but given the present day context and the cost of this, we are not going to do this presently without holding a discussion and with the government agencies relating to this. The next question by Jose Augusto is, because of the extraordinary expenses, your result has been negative. You had no provision for these expenses. If the economy improves, the results of the third and fourth quarter should be positive. Am I correct? Thank you for your question. When it comes to provisions, you cannot make provisions when faced with something concrete and based on expectations, although they are very probable. Once again, it's never possible to make adequate provisions. As the civil action reached a decision in the first instance at the beginning of March of this year, and as we know how long these actions can take normally in the legal environment, it becomes very difficult to foresee when it will be necessary to have our appeals. When this happens, we have a certain number of days to enter with an appeal. This is part of our difficulty, and we do not have a legal apparatus to technically do this. When it comes to our results, as I mentioned formerly, if we think of the background, the second quarter is a period with lower demand. Now, if we continue on with the marketing of the adequate mix, if we consider the activities being carried out by the company, our expectation is that if all of this is confirmed, we will present results that are somewhat better. Once again, all of this will depend on an improvement of the macroeconomic scenario, and it seems that this is about to happen. Our next question from the webcast is from Mr. Rodriguez, a shareholder. If there is an improvement in the second semester, will it be possible to pay out dividends still during this year? Thank you for your participation and for your question. At moments such as these, and we have discuss this at the board of directors, the priority is our policy to reduce our debt. As there is a clause to pay out minimum dividends that is mandatory, and this represents 25%, according to the results that we will have during 2016, there will be that payout of the minimum dividends thanks to our statutes or bylaws. Our next question is from Cesar Augusto de Camargo Rodriguez. Which is the number of shares that are in the market? Thank you for the question and for participating in this conference. If I understand correctly, your question refers to the free float that represents 74% from a total of 179 million shares that we have. In a rapid calculation, this represents 133 million shares that are available in the market. Our next question comes from Thiago Barbosa Costa. Good morning. Which was the amount that you paid due to these legal issues? Thiago, thank you for your question and your participation. As a company policy, when it comes to legal affairs that refer to Chrysotile, we do not disseminate these amounts. If you look at our press release and the operating expenses, you will be able to have an idea or a notion of what these expenses represented. Our next question comes from Max Lane Rodriguez. Is there the outlook that you will pay out dividends this year still if you have an improvement in the second semester? Thank you for the question and for your participation. As I mentioned a very short time ago, the statutory forecast is to pay out minimum dividends, 25%, as being mandatory based on the legislation and our statutes and other rules set forth by the board of directors. And 25% of our results will be paid out. Nevertheless, we do need to conclude the 2016 exercise to be able to deliberate on this if this is applicable this year. Our next question comes from William Marcel, MSG Group. You have spoken about the debt. Is there a forecast to greatly reduce your debt? Thank you, William, for the question and for your participation. In fact, to be able to respond to your question, our focus is to settle our more burdensome debts, which are the short-term debts. Now, if we look at our long-term debts, they have a good quality. They are not burdensome for us in terms of the market rates. The market rates are quite attractive, and the short-term debt where we have an amortization flow of 71 million for the year 2016, 50 million once again are linked to our accounts receivable. This will enable us to continue on with our working capital for exports by or through our cash generation, which is our main focus. We are going to settle these debts, especially the more burdensome short-term debts. Once again, if you wish to pose a question, please press star one. Thank you. As there are no more questions, I would like to return the floor to Mr. Luz for his closing remarks. As you have been able to see our results, and we have had a lengthy discussion on the results, our first semester was quite challenging, and we also had those one-off expenses that have had an impact on our results due to some legal issues referring to our mining company. We had a result that is negative 700,000 in the first semester. The second semester will once again be challenging, as challenging as the first semester. But as I mentioned previously, the second semester has always been a period with a greater demand for the company. If we are able to maintain this situation, if we're able to maintain the previous market conditions, the company activity may repeat a good performance. Economically, we have a more favorable outlook for the construction material sector and for the economy as a whole. This is what has been aired in the media. There are announcements that refer to stimuli for the construction material segment. There are new lines for the financing of construction material, especially geared to renovations. And of course, this should greatly leverage the sales of construction material stores. And this will have a direct impact on our segment. There are also measures that have been announced in My House, My Life, where they have included a new income bracket, a low-income bracket, which is where we have the greatest housing deficit. If we look at the housing deficit for 6 or 7 million, a large number of these are concentrated in the low-income bracket of people who receive up to three minimum wages. And the inclusion of this new income bracket will greatly incentivize a reduction of this deficit. And indirectly, this will have a positive impact on our business. When it comes to the company, we're making all of the necessary efforts to be able to optimize our processes to reduce costs. And when I refer to processes, I'm referring to our in-house processes to reduce costs and operating expenses with a focus on cash generation. Additionally, we're working with a CapEx that is limited to maintenance and using our working capital. In the first semester, we had a working capital that was somewhat high, once again, based on this background that the volumes in the second semester tend to be better than in the first semester. We're going to optimize our working capital to further enhance our cash generation. All of these actions are geared to enhancing the company efficiency, allowing us to work on a debt reduction and to maintain more sustainable business. I would like to thank all of you for your participation in our conference call, and I wish you an excellent afternoon. Thank you very much. The Eternit S.A. conference call ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good afternoon. Thank you.